Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Metaphysical Musings. I am your host, Luna Hacker, talking to you from the beautiful, sunny Hudson Valley, New York. And I have the very beautiful and most talented spiritual counselor, psychic advisor with me again, Sharon Foster. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Luna. Hi, everybody on the call.
Thank you, everyone, for there's a lot of people on hold today. We're jumping. We didn't even get on, and we're jumping. So we didn't really even pick a topic for today. We kind of were just, like, going to talk about whatever comes in, you know, whatever spiritual stuff comes in. So I feel like we'll just do a little quick introduction for those people that are new. My name is Luna Hacker. I'm a psychic medium in the Hudson Valley, New York. I have a store called Luna Enchanted in Marlboro, New York, and it does everything metaphysical. I'm a witch, a mom, a healer, a psychic, a friend. I am blessed to be on the Woodman in the Morning show on K104, which is a local Poughkeepsie radio station doing readings. So it's a good life. It's a good time. Sharon, tell them a little bit about yourself.
I'm an energy healer, life coach, and mentor. I do angel and oracle readings. I do some spiritual channeling, medical intuition. I am a praying woman, a spiritual teacher. My business name is Sharon Angelic Grounds. I currently do not have a physical location, but I do a lot of distance healings and over the phone, as well as I've become a part of a Awakening Metaphysical traveling fair between North Carolina and South Carolina. And I'm also on Facebook as Sharon's Angelic Realm.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. So today, I guess we'll just get right to it. We've got all these people on hold, so I'm going to take the person who's been on hold the most. There's somebody been on hold for almost 17 minutes, so I'm going to take them. Okay, hang on. Here we go.
All right.
Hello and welcome. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi.
My name is Alfina.
Alfina, you said?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for calling. What's your question?
I actually was just wondering what you guys pick up.
What,
like,
we pick
a general
up
reading, I guess.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, she just wants a general, like, what we pick up kind of reading.
Okay.
I'm pulling some cards. Let's see.
So am I. So I pulled three cards from the fairy deck, and the first card that came up was Love Life. Our second card is Daughter, and Easy Does It. I don't know if you have any questions about your love life or if there's a daughter or a sister or a good friend that you're concerned about, and Spirit wants you to kind of take it easy and wait for doors to open for you.
Okay. All right.
Well, I have general worries, but I also have some concerns of money. And I see
mm-hmm.
some worry about, you know, you're trying to juggle money a little bit, stuff like that. I kind of feel like, you know, I have the Ace of Pentacles here as the solution. So I feel that money is going to shift. Are you a mom?
No.
You don't have any children?
No.
Do you work with children?
What about,
have anything with kids?
No, I don't actually.
Okay. What do you do for a living now?
I'm actually currently looking for work. I just relocated, so.
Okay. Well, the thing that I'm seeing is that you may want to try to see, I don't know if, like, what you were doing before, but maybe at first trying to find a job that you're working either with kids or alongside children, because I see that's another good way for you to make money. It could even be that maybe for now, while you're looking, you just take some babysitting work or nanny work or something like that. But there's definitely money coming, and it looks through, I feel like, using, like, the mothering, the nurturing aspects of yourself. So if you do any kind of healing or anything like that, then they also bring in where the money is at. So if you do anything in medical or, like, teaching or things with children, any of those areas would be good for you. And it feels like they would bring in much more prosperity. And I do think you're going to get this job within the next couple of months. So, you know, put yourself out there, get your resume together, start, like, hitting the bricks, as they say, because there's shifts coming for the better. And the success in the green is here. So this move was a good move for you. I know I feel like you're apprehensive about it still, but it's a good move, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Moon, before we take a next, yes, before
yeah,
we take
ahead,
the next
ahead.
Call. Okay, so the cards that I pulled for all those who are listening, the first card was from the past life deck, and it has to do with trees, getting out in nature and connecting with the trees and the herbs. And then the second card was spring. Your desires fully manifest as the flowers begin to bloom. And for the romance deck, it's yes, for the romance deck, it says worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. And then I pulled from the mediumship deck, and it says, I am learning over here. So there are some people who may have crossed over that they didn't get the lesson here on earth, that they're in school on the other side. So those are the cards for everybody that's listening on the line.
I feel like there's a lot of money issues and love issues today. People are concerned
yes.
about both love and money. So those are the two cards
mm-hmm.
I've got here as well. So, okay,
mm-hmm.
so let's take our next call. We have somebody on hold here now for the past 15 minutes. So let's see. Hello, welcome. What's your name?
Hello. Hi, this is Domla.
Domla, how
welcome.
Are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. What's your question for us today? Oh, first, where are you calling from?
I'm from Connecticut, so I'm your neighbor.
Awesome, very cool. And what's your question today?
My question is if you see a committed relationship coming for me, I've done a lot of cleansing. I feel really good about myself.
Okay.
So we just mentioned I had four cards that I pulled for everybody that was listening, and it said worth waiting for. The divine timing is at work in your love life, which means there could be some behind-the-scenes things that's going on that you have to clear up on your end, but also the person that needs to come to you. So I always give the advice, start working on yourself and clearing negative energy and allow yourself to attract what is for your highest good. And then knowing your worth is what you will attract.
Yes. Yes. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you met somebody?
Yeah, but it's complicated. So I'm actually having an open heart for somebody
right,
else to come in.
Yeah, the separation card came up over here on my end. Time apart from your partners on the horizon.
Right. I kind of feel like, because I have the Prince of Pentacles here, and I kind of feel like the man that you kind of were interested in isn't really necessarily the right man. And
mm-hmm.
so,
what? I'm sorry that. Luna, can you say it again? What did you say?
The man that you were interested in previous, this man that you were talking about, that you were sort of interested in, I feel like he's not necessarily the right man for right now. Like, I think he kept you busy and kept you thinking and kept you not from getting, you know, bored or whatever in your mind. But
exactly.
I don't think he's the right one for you. And I have I have a celebratory card here, and I have you looking towards the future and meeting a new person. My only concern is that at this time, I'm glad that you said you're kind of open to whatever's coming. I don't want you to shut down. I want you to be open. Keep doing things that are fun and get you out there, because the new man is coming, and I feel like you're in this part of the world. So probably I want to
uh-huh.
say by June, July, there's a new man that you've met. So keep those, keep out there, keep doing things, because it's absolutely going to happen. I worry sometimes when we don't meet on the timeline, because everything happens in divine time, right? Whenever the spirit wants it to happen. So if you don't meet someone in the next few months, you might start to want to go inward again. And that's my only concern, because the cards kind of show that even though you're upbeat about it now, you might go inward in the near future. So don't do that if you can. Stick it out, because it's probably right around that time when you're feeling a little bit, he comes in.
And then also with the two cards that I got, it was the separation card, and the next card that came up was past life relationship that you'd known each other before. And it was to heal some unresolved issues and to kind of learn and learn to forgive. So it's good that you do have an open heart, because this relationship was for a reason, and the separation will take place. And like Luna said, give it some time, go within, find out what it is that you're really looking for. And again, the card that I got for everybody listening is worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life.
Awesome.
That's perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much. It's worth it. Worth
you're
it.
Welcome.
For sure. Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, we have other people on hold, but I want to talk about divine timing a little bit. I know we've talked about it before. So what is divine timing? How would you label divine timing?
So divine timing is, you know, the universe, God at work lining things up, because sometimes we live in a microwave society and we want things right now. Why isn't my soulmate here yet? But sometimes we don't realize we have baggage and things that we need to clear or excess, or the person that we're waiting for, they could still be in a relationship that they're struggling to get out of. And, you know, sometimes we linger and we drag, or we're with the wrong person and we know it, but we won't leave out of comfort for different reasons. So it's like, you know, I always say, I pray to be in the right place at the right time with the right opportunity and the right people. And it's just like sometimes you'll feel drawn or led to be somewhere, or to call someone, or to hang out with a friend who might hook you up with somebody. You might meet that person out and about. And sometimes we can be hesitant, like, oh, I don't know, I don't feel like going out. So you just never know how it's going to happen. And I think we kind of calculate in our head the time frame, when we want it to happen, when we're going to get married, when we're going to have kids, how we want it to be, and the location. And we get so wrapped up in that, we don't allow spirit to manifest or force before it what's there. So like you said, sometimes in the cards it might say in the next 2-3 months, but it's also in your mindset and the shifting and where you're at, and if you're trying to be a stickler to just those 2-3 months.
Absolutely, absolutely. So divine timing, in a nutshell, is when God or spirit sees the right time for it to happen for your highest good, generally.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I just think sometimes we have to have patience with ourselves, because I get when I get people that call me for a reading or come in to see me at the shop for a reading, a lot of times they ask me, when am I going to meet? I'm ready for this person. When am I going to meet my new love? And, you know, always it comes up in the cards that it's, you know, it'll give me a time sometimes, but it's also in that divine time when spirit says that person's ready and you're ready and you can connect. And like you said, sometimes it's soon and sometimes it's not so soon. But the thing is that the most important part to take from all of it is that it will happen, not to give up and to see and to move forward. So I think that's important. So that's why I wanted to talk about it, because a lot of us get frustrated so easy. And when things aren't going fast, like when we're looking for a job and we don't get it at that time, or if we are looking for that new love or boyfriend and we don't get it at that time. Or girlfriend. So that's what, you know, divine time. You have to be patient. So we have somebody on hold for 20 minutes, so I want to get them on. So I'm going to click them in now, okay?
All right.
Oh, here we go. Hello. Hi, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you calling from?
I'm in rainy California today.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. It's in Cali. Wonderful. I bet you it's beautiful.
Absolutely. Looking at the ocean right now.
Oh, lovely. So what's your question for us today?
My question is, I was out St. Patrick's Day, enjoying St. Patrick's Day and a little basketball, and at my favorite place down at the end of my street, the bartender had mentioned, because I bartend as well, someone had left, a bartender was leaving or had left, and suggested I come in on Wednesday and talk to the owner. And I was just kind of wondering what you kind of feel energetically around that opportunity. I am starting a new job at a brand new restaurant that seems to be going pretty well, but I was just curious about one that's a tad closer.
Okay. So, Luna, you want to go first or you want me to go?
Oh, you can go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, so I pulled up from the romance deck as well as the fairy deck. So concerning the job, as you surrender the need to control and relax your energy, your energy will rapidly attract your desires. So don't worry about it too much. Just go with the flow. And if it's right for you, again, it's being in the right place at the right time, right opportunity for the highest good. If that's for you, it'll just flow. You'll feel it. And then I don't know if you have anything going on relationship-wise or interested in somebody or dating or could be married, but they're asking you to make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take.
Interesting. I mean, no, I'm not currently dating anybody or anything like that, right? Anyone right now, but I mean, through work, I just met a really cool woman, so I mean, I don't know.
Okay, it's worth the effort. It says make the effort.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, I have opportunity and an opportunity to ship. So, you met a bartender who told you about this other place and just kind of like a heads up. And honestly, I think you got a good connection there. And the cards are very positive, so it's definitely worth the effort. And there's new work coming, and I feel like you like bartending a lot. And so it's something that, like, there's new work coming with it. So I would pursue it. And if it doesn't happen fast, it will happen soon. Like, they may talk to you and wait a while to get back to you, but I think it will. So there is some positive results coming. And just kind of see overall kind of imagery card is here. So you're kind of going to get some stroke of luck there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Awesome. Thank you.
All righty.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.
Day.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Luna, do you have static on your end?
You know what it is? I think that Mike, we were hearing the almost like the playback from Mike's computer. I think he might have been talking to us via computer or some kind of a playback with him. So that
okay.
may have been why we were getting like an echo.
Okay.
I don't hear it now, so it could have been the call.
Okay.
So that was awesome. Okay, I've got someone else here. They've been on hold for quite some time as well. I'm gonna patch them through and see. Let's see. I've got them here. So hello. Can you hear us?
Hello?
I don't think, I think they're not there. Hi, welcome.
No,
they said
hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
what's your name?
Laura.
Welcome, Laura.
Hi, thanks. Well, I had a, I'm looking for, oh, go ahead.
Oh, Kara, okay.
I'm looking for work, and I had a phone interview yesterday, and I had been in person on Friday, and I met with two other people from the same company, and then yesterday was the last interview, and that was over the phone, and I was wondering if you see me being offered that position, that it's a contract.
You know, the cards I have here are not as positive as I'd like them to be for this because you've gone through so many interviews and speaking to them. They haven't given you any kind of offer yet, correct?
They, No, it's I'm supposed to hear sometime this week.
I went
in on Friday, and I met with two managers, and they both gave me the green light to go forward. And then I had a phone interview with their boss yesterday.
Wonderful. Let me ask you one question. Did they talk about money with you yet?
No. Well, I know what the contract is worth. I know what it's going to pay.
Okay. Because my concern is there's some kind of disappointment here. And it could be that even though you talked to them and interviewed, it could take a while to even get on the job. It might be like something that takes a little bit before they actually get you in. But there's some kind of disappointment here. So that's why I was just concerned. Maybe it was me, and maybe it wasn't as high as you originally thought it was going to be. It's not to say that it can't happen, but I've got a lot of, like, struggly kind of cards, and I have delay cards. So it just could be that before they get themselves together, it takes some time before you actually get either an official offer or before they have you actually start.
Okay, well, then there's another contract, too, that came up that I applied for with another company, and I was maybe that one will come through.
Have you interviewed
I
yet?
I need jobs. No, I haven't gone on the interview for that yet.
No, you haven't gone on the interview for that yet. That one seems also similar energy. Like the energy very much is kind of like, it's not bad, but it's kind of that same like hurry up and wait kind of thing. And not, I don't know, I'm not particularly jumping joy at either one of these, but I do think you're going to get a job because I see you getting a job. So it's going to be soon too. I'm honestly not, the way these cards look, I'm not sure that it's either one of these. It doesn't, it's not clear. Likely it's going to be the one you interviewed for these several times as soon as possible. But there's some disappointment there. There's something in regards to the money, I think. And I kind of feel like it's quite what you'd want. So maybe you'll be there for a period of time, like to honor the contract, and then that would be that. But I would keep looking. Even if you get these, I would keep looking because I feel like there's something much better. And I feel like it is closer to your home because I see you with having more time for your family because of the commute being less time.
Well, there wasn't.
Okay. Sharon, do you have anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to say, while listening to both of you speak, I see the same thing that Luna was saying. I see the stagnation of energy, like not good energy, like it's dragging out. And the vibration is not high enough. And the three cards I got was admit your true feelings to yourself, be honest with yourself, only you know what it is that you truly desire. Then the new home card came up, moving as a step in the right direction for you. And the third card was express your individuality, allow your true self to shine because you're awesome. So I feel like in some ways when we want a job or we need a job, it's like sometimes we'll lower our standards or we'll take whatever we can, whatever is available. But like Luna said, the vibration, the feeling behind it, like even hearing you talk about it, it's not one that's like jumping for joy.
Well, I'm in a desperate situation right now, so that's why. I'm feeling desperate.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you raised Catholic or Christian?
Christian. Yeah.
Christian. Are you open to praying to any saints?
Yeah, I pray.
Okay. Okay. Well, there is a saint, Saint Expedite. He is a Catholic folk saint. He was a saint that was actually canonized in the church and then they decommissioned him, so he's now a folk saint. But Saint Expedite is the saint of urgent causes and emergency situations. His day is a Wednesday, and his colors are red and white. And he's very good when you're trying to get something that you need urgently. So if you need this job, if you pray to him, you can Google him. Saint Expedite, just like the word expedite, E-X-P-E-D-I-T-E, I believe. You Google him. You can read about him. He likes an offering of something quite interesting. He likes frozen Sara Lee pound cake after he delivers what you ask him to do. So you don't give it to him before, you give it to him after. And you can pray his prayer. I've worked with him. I know many people that work with him. He's very wonderful. You just have to give him his little piece of pound cake once he gets you your job. But he's an amazing saint. He moves things fast. So I would suggest either working with him or maybe working with the Infant of Prague, because the Infant of Prague also is for urgent causes. That's baby Jesus. And you can do similar stuff with him. And I would leave him maybe some flowers instead, like, or go to a church and give a donation in his name, but or something to charity in his name. But those are both two saints you can work with to help speed things along. Visualize and see this job that you want happening, and see it happening fast. I think, unfortunately, because you need it fast, divine timing's at play, and it may take time to get you what you want. You have to let the universe know you need it like yesterday instead of 3 weeks from now. So if you do that, and even using the prayer, it's a form of manifestation, and it's a way of being thankful to spirit that you have these opportunities, I would do that. And that may help and give you a focus so you're not so worried about it. Give it to spirit, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate
all right.
that.
Thank you. And if you need any information about this, you can always replay the radio broadcast after. Or I'm on Facebook. I'm Luna, L-U-N-A, Hacker, H-A-C-K-E-R, on Facebook. You can find me, and you can always message me through there. Or the Psychic Luna, the T-H-E, Psychic Luna, @gmail.com, if you have any questions about them. And anyone listening, the same thing, if you have any questions about either one of them. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Sharon, do you want to say anything else about it?
No, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Let's see, I'm trying to find, I kind of like, there she goes. All right, so where are we now? We've got, Sharon, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good. I have somebody on hold for quite some time now, so I'm going to patch them in here.
Okay.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, it's Kathy, how are you?
Hi, Kathy, where are you calling from?
From Maryland.
Wonderful,
welcome.
Wonderful. What's your question today?
I'd like to get a message from Spirit on my spiritual path.
Okay.
Sharon, I feel like this is for you.
Okay. All right, let me get some cards going and see what comes up. All right. So the first three cards that I got were children, your connection with children is part of your life's purpose. The second card is emotional healing. As your heart heals with old emotional pain, you receive new blessings and love. And the third one is you've got the power. Use your abilities to resolve this situation. You can do it. So one of my questions is, are you a healer or interested in being a spiritual teacher and needing some mentorship?
I've taken Reiki, but I'm not practicing because I'm pretty much busy working.
Okay.
So maybe some kind of spiritual teacher.
So do you work with children now, or do you have a lot of children around you?
No, I don't. But I have heard that before.
Yeah, the cards pulled it up. That was the first card that came up, is that part of your life purpose is connecting with children, and you have some more emotional healing to shift through. Do you feel stagnant at your job that you're at now?
Yeah, and I'm pretty close to retiring.
Yeah, I can feel that you're kind of ready to shift out of that energy into a new energy.
Like today.
Well, you have to do it. You can set intentions for yourself and start setting goals and asking the universe to work in your favor, as Luna said earlier to the caller prior to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to chime in with something here. I feel like, and I saw two things. Do you have any cats or fur babies?
One.
Okay. I think you should be practicing your Reiki on your fur babies because you're home with them all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when
I
you're
do.
Home,
I do.
Reiki your cat. Good.
I
because
do.
I think your cat will love it. If it doesn't show it, it loves it. Honestly, sometimes you can get involved in the Reiki share locally where people get together. And if no one's doing a Reiki share, create one. You know, if you have room in your house, have, you know, put it out to a few friends that you know do Reiki, or maybe try to meet someplace, you know, and see if there's someplace where you can do it. Or at least like a meetup where everybody gets together and has like a lunch and they talk about maybe their experiences and stuff. Usually a local metaphysical shop is a good place to start, and you can, you know, sometimes find like-minded people and stuff like that. I feel like,
yeah,
honestly, go ahead.
Uh-huh. I was going to say the lady that normally does it has kind of put it on hold for now.
Right. Well, you know, honestly, then maybe that's something you should take up a little bit and, you know, get... you could get, because I'm sure other people are feeling the same hole right now. Even on Facebook, go on Facebook, create a group for Reiki people, and then even if you don't have room in your home, you may have room in their home, and you can have it there. You know, maybe they have a big basement or something, and they can have people over or something. But in the meantime, you can all get together for lunch and have, like, a coffee and have, like, you know, talks about spiritual stuff and get ideas and stuff. And sometimes, you know, one of the things I've learned over the course of my experience in this realm is you find new teachers from time to time. It's not like you're cheating on them. You know, they usually you can always go back to a teacher, you know. They're busy or they've got their own stuff because the best teachers are always working on themselves and learning new things and working on themselves. Those are the best teachers you can find. And so they seem, your teacher might just be going through some stuff and having to deal with it. So even if you find another teacher for a little bit and then go back to her at some point, that's okay. But I feel like this path, the first thing I heard Spirit say, and that's why I asked Sharon to take it, was this is the new path for you. It's the spiritual path if you choose it. And there's lots of classes.
Reiki?
I mean, Sharon teaches etheric surgery at my shop, and I have my Reiki students. A lot of them have taken that. I have a class called Tuning Fork Therapy coming up with a beautiful woman, Willow Diana, who's she has something called Metaphysically and Naturally Yours. It's her business in here in the Hudson Valley, and she's a psychic. And so there's always something new, you know, whether it's, you know, a different type of healing energy or taking something like sound, like doing, you know, tuning forks or bowls. You know, things like that. So you can find a lot of different things. You can get some books and read also. You can get attunements over the internet these days. You know, there's so much you can do to kind of expand your healing, even if this lady is unable to. And look for some big events out by you. Or, you know, maybe you might have to drive a couple of hours to go to like maybe like an event like Sharon was talking about, like a psychic fair or a mind, body, spirit expo, because you can connect to a lot of people that way as well. Because I think this is your path. Once you retire, you'll start to get into it more. And I feel animals and children, like Sharon said, are part of it. So maybe you'll be doing Reiki on friends' kids or grandkids or, you know, and on animals. That could be part of it.
I just got chills when you said animals.
Yeah, and the cat really stood out, like, I do Reiki on animals as well. I do them a lot on dogs. I have a woman who has a pit bull that I've Reiki'd, and I've done it on all sorts of animals. Sharon can tell you, I have like a mini zoo in my house. So I have tons of animals around me. But a lot of times even going to like the Humane Society or a place where you can volunteer and help out, even saying I don't mind coming in and Reiki'ing the sick animals, at offering it, you know, even as a free thing to people. Even putting it on Facebook, you know, you can just say, I want to send distance Reiki, or I'll come and Reiki your animal, or you can bring your animal to me. We can meet at a, you know, maybe at a dog park when it's nice and warm or whenever. You know, there's different things at the pet store. And you could just be in there and sit down for a minute and commune with the dog or the cat and you know, Reiki it. You know, it's just, there's a lot of things you can do. So I think you're on the right path is what Spirit's saying. I think that you just have to keep
is
going.
Reiki
don't give
for
up.
Animals, is Reiki for animals different?
Not in my opinion. I mean, there are, dogs have different types of chakras, cats have different chakras, so there's another way of laying the hands on them, if you want to call it. But I think intuitively, you kind of know when you're petting your pet, you know, and I've done Reiki on all sorts of animals, horses, dogs, cats, eagles, you name it, you know, all sorts of birds. Snakes, like, I honestly think it's whatever they gravitate. Sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't. If they don't like it, they'll let you know. They usually walk away or they make some kind of noise. They let you know. But you can get classes and certifications for Reiki for animals. I know they're out there. Personally, I think if you're a Reiki master, you can kind of read some books on it and see if that helps. And if you really feel like you need the practice, then I would say maybe take a class. But you know, I'm not so sure that you have to do that. You know, I kind of feel like if you know and you're into your Reiki and you can get some books on it to give you some ideas of how to place your hands and stuff. So
right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we're going to take our next caller.
Yes.
I've got to try to get.
Kind of feeling their energy already.
Okay, so here we go. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I don't know if they hear us.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Hi.
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 What's your name?
My name is Tasha. And I was
Tasha, welcome.
Thank you. I'm calling from California.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
What's your question?
I want to know is there any messages from the other side?
Well, Shannon, I'll leave that to you.
All right, let me shuffle through my deck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, one of the first cards that popped up that says, I have no more earthly worries. Did you have someone pass away recently?
My mother last year and my cousin.
Okay. And was she worrying about a lot of things or really sick when she was here?
Yes.
Yeah, the message that came through is she has no more earthly worries. And the sunset is in the card, and there's also sunflowers, a field full of sunflowers. And then also, I was pulling cards for you before you even got on the call. I don't know if you're in a relationship right now or what's going on. But I see something about walking away from a unhealthy situation and enjoy the new doors that are open as a result. And the deception card came up for romance. Someone is wearing a false self mask in this relationship. So I don't know if you have something going on, but for some reason that has come up.
Okay.
So that's part of your reading. And the messages from the other side on my end is that they have no more earthly worries. The things that the energy we walk in and carry here, when you get to the other side, it's totally different, which is a lesson for you as well, is to not worry. And just take one day at a time, going with the flow, allowing spirit to manifest the things that you desire.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Was your cousin a female or a male?
Male.
Because that's what I have is a male. I have a male. And how old was he when he passed?
How old was I? I was 41.
No, him. How old was he?
Oh, him. I think he was 60, close to 60.
60, okay. Because he's showing me himself kind of, I want to say kind of young, almost childlike, but he also had a message. Does he have children?
Yeah.
Do you know if any of them are expecting or of the age to have, like, children or grandchildren? Because I have a baby coming in your family. He was telling me there's a birth of a baby. So the one thing I'm getting is somebody in the family, and I'm not sure, I thought it was connected to him, but, I mean, you're connected to him. But there's a birth of a child coming, and it feels like a male. So it feels like a birth of a boy,
okay.
And like a new baby coming into the family in some aspect. It may not be immediate. Sometimes it takes a little time. You know, they may find out they're pregnant sometime later in the year or next year. But there's a new. This is like fertility. There's a baby there. I feel he's at peace, and I feel he's showing me himself as a young man, like maybe 12, 13. He's young. He's not 60, and he is very content and happy. He's very much at peace. So he's left like all that earthly worry behind, and he's in a good place. He's in a good place. I feel just like almost like a rebirth for him. But there's some. He's telling me there's a new child coming, so that's something to look forward to.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No, I was going to say the card that we had for all the callers, the mediumship ship deck, was I am learning over here. So it's no more earthly worries, and they're learning on the other side.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
So Sharon, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
You have like 2 minutes left, Sharon. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get to all the callers today. I wanted to let everybody know that I'm going to be doing a show with psychic medium Lisa Morrison here on Blog Talk Radio on this Monday night at probably 8:30. So if you follow our course radio this Monday night, Lisa Morrison, she's a talented psychic medium. She's going to be on with me Monday. And then you're going to be back on Tuesday with me, right? So we're going to have a busy week next week. I'm in the middle of expanding my shop, so things are a little crazy. And, you know, I'm always quite busy, as you are. So if people want to find you, where can they find you, Sharon?
So they can find me on Facebook at Sharon's Angelic Realm, or my website is sharonsangelicrealm.com.
Wonderful. And I know you're coming to see me in May and June, and you're going to be teaching up here in the Hudson Valley. So we're excited. And like I said, we're not far from Connecticut. The Hudson Valley, you know, where we are, we're near Poughkeepsie. I'm in Marlborough in Ulster County. It's kind of centrally located to the city and to Jersey and Pennsylvania and Connecticut. So if anybody's listening, and we both do phone readings. And for me, you can find me at Luna, L-U-N-A, enchanted.com, or Psychic Luna, or Luna Hacker on Facebook. So that's great. And please stay tuned. We have more shows coming, different topics. Today we had a lot of callers. There was a lot of reading. And we look forward to, you know, if we can, we'll pop in another show later in the week, maybe, Sharon. We'll try to do another one.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So stay tuned. Follow the Dark Horse Radio. I'm sure there's a way to save and follow it. So thank you, everybody, for calling, and I wish everybody a blessed day. Sharon, it's always wonderful talking to you and speaking with you.
Same here. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, and I look forward to next time.
Me too.
We got 36 seconds. Do you want to say anything? Last time you let us out with a Living Life blessing. Do you want to lead us out with anything quick?
I'll call in a soul alignment right now for everyone who's listening. The next part is I'll call in a Living Life blessing.
Beautiful.
And then unconditional love. And now I'll call in a blessing for prosperity and abundance in all areas of everyone's life listening.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.